L2, pulled by Mr. Tarantino.
Yes, I had a question. I'm glad that we're increasing the subpay, but is the amount that we have listed going to be competitive for attracting subs compared to what other districts are paying? I understand that Chula Vista on Wednesday increased their subpay to $280 a day. First question. The second question is, I would think that we would try to offer our retired teachers more money because of a couple things. Number one, retired teachers usually tend to substitute at the schools in which they taught. And so they're already familiar with a lot of the students. They're already familiar with the school culture. And so it would make sense to me that we would offer them more money because, in my view, there's less of a learning curve in terms of them becoming substitutes. So those are my two questions.
Superintendent?
Thank you, President Segura. I'll ask Dr. Reyes and HR to respond to those questions. Dr. Reyes?
Good evening, Dr. Aguirre and board. So I'm actually looking at the rates for all the different districts. And so you're correct that Chula Vista Elementary School District did an increase of around 280. However, the rest of the districts from San Isidro, all the way from here to all the way to San Marcos, they range anywhere from 125 to 200. The one has the highest one is Lemon Grove with 240 for the sub rates. So 240 per day, 250 long term, I believe is competitive.
And possibility of offering retired teachers more money?
So
is that something that we can consider?
Yeah, obviously we can consider that. It would be a matter of looking at how we would flag him, and it would be up to the board's discretion to look into that, how you would like to proceed with that.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else on that? Nope. All right. Thank you for all those questions and some good.
Oh, yeah, motion to approve.
Yes, sir. I'll second it. Vote, please.
Valencia?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Solis?
Yes.
Tarantino?
Yes.
Motion passes 4 yes, 1 absent.